coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Hour two, we're back. Hey, anti-gunners, we're back. We're talking about guns, things that go bang in the night.
Very scary.
And yeah, training.
Very scary. And we could really get evil and talk about black rifles. You know, those scary black rifles. Have you ever fired one of those, Mr. Navy SEAL man? No, the AR-15s.
Yes, we just finished teaching a class on that, actually. Which
I'm kidding
you have
around.
To ask Mike Martin. He did one of our classes. He's we've been working with each other. His book has been what we provide for all of our students, just because it covers all of the fundamentals of concealed carry so well. Lots of pictures.
Well, you should start using my book too.
We just finished reading it.
See,
before
that's
we were getting
thing.
On the show. Actually, let me rephrase that. And finished reading it before we got.
That's
show.
Correct.
Well, you know, let's cover a couple news things here first. The NRA, you guys have probably seen the EPA.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen this story? Mm-hmm. About, you know, this end run again around the Constitution. We seem to see a lot of that with the Obama administration. They just forget the Constitution. Let's just go around them. Forget the Second Amendment, the courts, who cares? Let's just do something with a gun ban treaty at the UN. We see all these things going around. The EPA was going to ban lead.
From batteries, too, I assume?
No, just bullets. That's, you know, sick birds.
Oh, you saw that story?
Yeah, I saw it. And then, it like everything else with Obama, once he gets caught and it comes out and it starts to make news, much, you know, the media does everything they can to help the guy. But once it's out, once the cat's out of the bag, then what happened, Sean? What happened to the EPA story? The NRA harped all over it, right?
Yeah, and then it disappeared.
They rejected the petition.
Yep.
48 hours later, because they got hammered.
They knew that. They should have known that was coming.
Get this. Had that passed, a box of 30-30 for deer hunting out of your Winchester Model 94, they estimated would have cost upwards of $65.
Wow.
New alloys, new manufacturing processes. Who do you think is going to pay for it? And that's what they're trying to do. This is an end run around the U.S. Constitution. They got caught.
Yep.
And because of the fact that they got caught, guess what happened? We won. And that's why we have to stay vigilant every single day, America. We have to remain vigilant because they're trying to come after your rights and your freedoms, and that's how they do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network. We're live at the Minnesota State Fair. There is more food on a stick here than anywhere in the world. In fact, there's Dennis Prager on a stick. He's holding it up. Look, Denny Prager's on a stick. They have everything on a stick. I guess you know you've arrived if your face is on a stick. My face isn't on a stick.
Who said Hugh Hewitt?
Hugh Hewitt's on. Yeah, Hugh and Denny are going to be here tomorrow, I believe, right?
Really?
Yeah, they're going to be here broadcasting live tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can get out here in time to hook up. Denny Prager, I think, is coming on at 11 o'clock, right?
Yes.
At 11 a.m. tomorrow. So we're going to, he'll be here live at the fair. And I guess they're eating. I had falafel on a stick.
I had bacon on a stick.
Ooh. Bacon on a stick?
Yes. Big, thick bacon.
See, that's pretty cool.
Bacon makes everything better.
It does. It really does. Do they have fried Twinkies on side? I know they do. They've got to.
We had
here.
A fried Milky Way, and it was delicious.
A fried Milky Way. Sean, are you listening to this?
Oh, man, I'm ready to eat.
Now, you know, Eugene in Atlanta is just banging his head on the studio right now. You know, he's listening right now. He doesn't like when we even talk about Big Macs, but... ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. If you want to talk to Larry or Ann, we've got them back for an extra segment. Let's talk about gunfights. Let's talk about what happens. You've done everything you can to prepare and avoid. All right? You think you are prepared. Are you really ever prepared when the proverbial hits the fan and now you've got to draw your weapon and fire it? You are in Navy SEAL. You can answer that question from...
I'd have to say that I look at it as every time you train, every time you visualize a situation, every time you think about that type of situation, it's like putting a deposit in the bank. And if you continue putting regular deposits in the bank, when the time comes to make the withdrawal, and that's when you get into that gunfight, hopefully you have your savings built up. And if you don't do the training, you don't do the visualization, if you don't get an education in avoidance and awareness, then the bank's going to be empty when you go there and you need to withdraw.
All right, so watching the DVDs, the training videos, you know, you guys, you were with Rob Pincus, Rob co-hosts the show with me on a fairly regular basis. Of course, he's down training in South Africa right now. And you saw him in Reno just last week, 10 days ago.
Yeah, the Warrior Conference.
He was co-hosting with me while he was out there. He had just gotten done with his motorcycle race from Vegas up to Reno. Sean, isn't that right?
Yes.
He came up on that, he ran that road race, right?
Yeah, 24-hour road race.
Okay, well, we talk with Rob sometimes about what happens if somebody can't afford? I mean, you know, the economy stinks. I'm down to my last 50 bones. I want to train with you, but I can't afford it. The videos, I mean, these things work. I've watched a ton of them. They're fun to watch, but they work, aren't they? They're a great alternative, are they not? They can get you thinking, like you said, putting that deposit in the bank.
I think all of those are tools, and I think you got to think of everything like a tool in a tool chest, and there's different going to be different uses, capabilities, limitations of every tool. One of the tools that we use to great effect in our training is dry firing. And if anyone's ever shot, they know about dry firing. Dry firing is good, but no one really knows how to do it effectively. And we've spent a long time putting together a program based around dry firing, realistic handling of a firearm in 360-degree environment.
Now, when you're talking about dry firing, are you talking about the basics of dry firing everything from the trigger press and the reset?
I'm talking about that, but I'm also talking about weapons manipulation in a dynamic 360-degree environment. On a range, I can't do that because of safety concerns. With the proper training, with the proper programming, you can do hours of dry firing. Very realistic, 360-degree environments, situational targets, decision-making, immediate action drills. Immediate action drills, I mean malfunctions, reloads, tactical reloads, hard malfunctions, soft malfunctions. You can do all of those within a 360-degree environment. You can do low-light work. How many ranges in the United States can you go to and work in a low-light environment? None that I know of.
Right.
But you can do that in your living room if you have the right training. And so our training programs, we program so that it's 80% less ammunition usage than your average training.
Ah, let's go there right now. Ann's laughing. We, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, we're talking to Larry Yatch and Ann Yatch of Sealed Mindset. You can check them out at SealedMindset.com and on Facebook at Sealed Mindset. Also, it's S-E-A-L-E-D Mindset.com. Go check them out. Is there anywhere else they need to go? Would that cover it?
That covers it.
That covers it, right? They can get the lowdown. You guys have a new website being developed, right?
We do. It's under construction. The current site's up and running, but we're having a little facelift as to the at least the look of it. Feel free. We'd love to talk to people, regardless of if they're local or not. There's contact information on the sites. Drop us an email or a phone call, and I promise that myself, my partner, Ann, will reply to you within 24 hours on any topic that you have.
Now, do you travel around training? You've got a mobile range. I think that's very cool, right?
One of the benefits, we partnered with a company here locally in Minnesota called Range Systems, and they build world-class shooting facilities all over the world. And they have a mobile shooting range. So I have to say, next to blowing things up, one of my dreams was to have my own range. And so now we do have a three-range shooting range that we can tow around with an 18-wheeler and do training.
Now that is out of control.
It's cool, a dream, stuff. A dream come true.
That's just cool stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can tote around your range.
Exactly.
Nothing stopping you. You can go anywhere, right?
Definitely. And conduct mobile training or training here locally.
Outstanding. And, you know, I have to tell this story because it's funny. I was watching the Navy SEALs on the Buds on whatever channel. It was a military channel or Discovery or something like that. And I remember the reporter asking one of the instructors a question about going to the 9mm Beretta 92s or the M92s.
We've never gone to the Beretta.
You've not?
No.
Well, they asked about the 9mm on that, and he says, I don't see the problem. If I put two in your chest and one in your forehead, it isn't going to matter much what caliber it is now, is it?
Definitely not.
That mindset of a SEAL instructor?
It is. It is definitely that mindset.
Okay. All right. So that was accurate stuff, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
They were asking him about 92FS, and he said not to worry about it because they teach precision shooting.
It definitely. And again, that precision shooting comes from a lot of training. And okay, that training doesn't necessarily have to be just on the firing line.
All right, well, get this, ladies and gentlemen. Fun conversation with Larry, former Navy SEAL and owner of Sealed Mindset, and his wife, Ann. And both of them have agreed to come back for the round table. So we're going to involve them in the discussion with George the Mad Ogre Hill. Sean, when we let our hair down.
Yes.
And talk about anything and anybody we want because we can. Right? Because our Second Amendment has protected our First Amendment. And we are doing it live at the Minnesota State Fair. And the gore is probably down to 75 right now, and it's beautiful. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton Inside the Waistband Holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
As an armed American, you've already taken steps to protect yourself and your loved ones from the possibility of being a victim of violent crime. To do the job effectively in a time of crisis takes real knowledge, real skills, and real confidence. Coming next week, Armed American Radio's newest sponsor, Sealed Mindset, is all about world-class personal security-based defensive firearms training. Join Mark next Sunday to hear about how you can develop a sealed mindset.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back from the West
palm beaches of Florida. Sean loves this. To the crab fishing vessels of Alaska.
I tell you, every time you say that, I want to go to Red Lobster so bad.
I want to watch Discovery Channel because I love that show. And that Geico commercial with the caveman that shows up at the Time Bandit with his luggage.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen that? Oh, it's a riot. But I don't know who that new guy they have doing the Geico commercials, but he's funny. Saving 15% on your car insurance. Did the little piggy really say wee all the way home?
Well, he's having himself a good time, ain't he?
Yeah, it's a riot. That's funny stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Check us out at 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. And twitter.com/AARMark. Sean, are you watching that Twitter?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. Well, we've got emails coming in, and we'll get to them. Let's try the roundtable. One of them is about fried Twinkies, because we are live at the Minnesota State Fair with the world's largest concentration of fried foods on a stick. Having said that, let's go directly to my next guest from Minnesota, right?
That's correct.
Michael Martin. Michael Martin is the author of Concealed Carry Fundamentals, which is what we talk about on Armed American Radio, The Right to Pack Heat, and how to do it effectively. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It won't be your first appearance.
Not my first appearance.
Or it won't be your last appearance. Let me say that.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your book. I like the name. The name says it all. Concealed Carry Fundamentals. It doesn't get any more straightforward than that. Where'd the inspiration for the book come from?
It actually started from when I was an instructor myself. I started teaching permit to carry classes here in Minnesota about 6 years ago, and ended up building a lot of my own material to try to tell the story in a way that I wanted to present it to my audience. And the audience I looked for were people who didn't have a lot of familiarity with handguns. In fact, I wasn't embarrassed to bring somebody in my class that had to ask the question about what does caliber mean.
Newbie right out of the gate is what you're talking about.
Yep, I knew there's a lot of people in Minnesota very comfortable with handguns, and firearms, of course, were a big hunting state. But there are more people who aren't comfortable with this. There's more dads, there's more moms out there that want to watch out for their kids. They want to think about personal protection, but they don't know where to start. And that's really where the idea for the book was born.
Well, that's interesting, because a lot of people who have, and a lot of listeners of this program, I know it because I see the email, okay? Where do I get started? They're afraid to ask that question. It's easy to email me that question.
Right.
But it's very difficult to go to you and ask you. Because what you're saying, folks, is I don't know anything about guns. I'm embarrassed to say anything about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. When it comes to your right to bear arms, you have a personal moral responsibility, and I believe an ethical responsibility, to own a weapon. I do not understand the mindset of the man who does not have the means to defend his family. I'm sorry. I don't get that. Maybe you do. That's your opinion. I don't. And you, obviously, I would bet, feel the same way.
I do feel the same way.
Which is why you wrote this book.
That's correct. So the book is really designed to be for the person who may have no experience with handguns at all, or even firearms in the first place. So I built it from the ground up. But I also put enough information in there where if somebody does have a lot of experience, they're going to learn a good nugget or two. In fact, I've had a lot of very experienced shooters, or even experienced instructors, read the book and say to me that the information we wrote about the physiological reactions and the way we've illustrated everything with full color illustrations really helped answer some questions for people who might have been shooting for years, and it certainly answers a lot of questions for people who are brand new to this as well.
You never know everything. As much as we like to think we do, we really don't know squat all the time about everything. And books like this, I've been shooting for years, and I find books like this, I can't get enough of it.
Right.
It's like the gun magazines. It's like American Handgunner or America's First Freedom or Concealed Carry Magazine. When I get them, I open them from cover to cover. I read, I just tear the things apart.
Right.
And I did the same thing with your book. And that means a lot, because it captured my attention. Let's talk about some chapters.
Sure.
All right. Concealed Carry Fundamentals, folks. Developing a Personal Protection Plan is Chapter 1. Chapter 2, Handgun and Ammunition Basics. So this stuff, you don't need to be afraid. Pick this thing up and read this, and it will teach you. We get the calls all the time. We had one last week. Sean, did we not? The guy couldn't explain. We had to explain the word caliber, the term caliber.
Yes.
Okay, and he was fresh out of the box, and I admire him for picking the phone up and calling a nationally syndicated radio show and asking that question on the air. But this book answers the question. Let's go through the chapters. Tell us about them and what's important in
each one.
Sure.
In fact, I'll kind of start from the beginning here. I liked one of the comments that Larry made from Sealed Mindset. His comment was that they didn't try to invent a lot of new things. They just wanted to present it in a different way. And that's really what I've done with his book as well. I didn't want to create anything new. The last thing I wanted to do was invent a new shooting stance or invent a new way of pressing the trigger. What I wanted to do is present it in a way that the average consumer out there could pick up at a bookstore or on Amazon or through our website or through their own instructor, look at the book and say, I can learn this stuff. In fact, I don't think there's a page in the book that doesn't have some type of color photograph or color illustration or some way of documenting information to be answered in a real easy-to-understand way. So the chapters are the kind of thing people would see in the typical concealed carry class, or here in Minnesota, what we call the permit to carry class. Chapter one is, as you said, Mark, is developing a personal protection plan. So we'll go through a lot of detail about conflict awareness and situational awareness and conflict
avoidance. Ah, wait, hold the boat. Isn't that what we talked about
we
in
did.
Hour number one, preparation, avoidance, and awareness?
That's correct. So we try to visualize this as much as possible. In fact, in this version of the book, I actually got my wife to pose for quite a few pictures. So we have a lot of pictures in here that would be interesting to the fair sex. And that's one of the things I thought about when I put the book together. I didn't want this to be a book just for guys like you and I, guys that read the magazines every single month and tear those things apart. Chapter two, handgun and ammunition basics. That's a topic that's been visited and revisited dozens of times in dozens of
and
books.
And will be forever.
And I wanted to put this together in a way that helped answer some of the questions that maybe hadn't been answered before. So when I talk about caliber, I show a bullet cutaway and show exactly how the measurements are done. And I even talk about why caliber was created and why caliber is not the only thing that matters. In fact, when I talk about comparison to different caliber sizes, I've got a cutaway that shows a lot of different variations. So you can see in actual size how big a 9mm is versus a 45 caliber, for example.
Right.
So that chapter actually ended with one topic I get asked a lot, and that's what do I need to know about maybe a shotgun for home defense? It doesn't really fit into a concealed carry class, but it's one of those questions that we get in the class, or at least within the first year. So I tried to describe a lot of information about what someone
and you know
want to
but
know.
This is what makes talking about guns a lot of fun.
That's right,
because we can talk about this topic every single day, all day, and that's why there's an Armed American Radio. Armed American
that's
Radio,
right.
How many times you don't get sick of talking about a shotgun at home for self-defense? Is an AR-15 a good gun for home defense? Is a shotgun, if I do have a shotgun, what shot do I put in it?
That's all the kind of information we put in here. I could write 100 pages on a shotgun, but that's not the kind of thing someone's going to be able to absorb.
But the dynamics are going to change whether someone lives in an apartment, whether someone lives in a rural area versus somebody that lives on an 1-acre lot
in
a
neighborhood. And in this kind of book, I want to introduce those topics. So there's 4 pages in here, a lot of good pictures, a lot of good visualization that answers those kind of questions. Chapter 3 goes into shooting fundamentals for defensive accuracy. We're not trying to teach people how to win the Bianchi Cup. In this kind of book, we're trying to explain what are the basics around stance, trigger press, follow-through,
shot placement,
and all the type of things, all the options they have on what it might mean to align that barrel to the target.
Right.
And everything in here has got a lot of great pictures. In that chapter, I had to be the model. So you'll see a lot of my.
That's okay. I read the book. It doesn't detract from anything. You're
well,
okay.
Well, that's next time I'll hire a real model.
Well, you also in chapter 4, you touch on one, and this can be a minefield. I touched on it in my book, too.
Right.
And that's the legal use of force. You know, folks, every state is different. And we had another author on a couple weeks ago talking about the laws in each state. Ooh, man, you got to dance around
that's
this carefully. We'll talk about it when we come back from the break, if that's okay.
Sounds great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. That's beautiful. Armed American. It's like grandma and apple pie. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Yeah, he is. Bill Bennett is filling his prescription for freedom. That's a beautiful thing. I got to get a tattoo. It has like an RX and a flag behind it, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Filling your prescription for freedom. That's a beautiful thing. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, my friends, nationwide, coast to coast, from West Palm Beach, Florida, all the way to Alaska, and all points in between. We're talking about your right to pack heat, keep and bear arms legally, to conceal that weapon on your person, because you have a constitutional right, recognized right, to do so. The Constitution doesn't give you that right. It recognizes that right. And I'm back with Michael Martin, and we're talking about his book, Concealed Carry Fundamentals. Before we get back to you real fast, let me give out some phone numbers. 877-956-9566 if you want to call the program. Email me at mark@armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AARmark, and I promise you that Sean will take really good care of you. And we are live at the Minnesota State Fair, where the temperature is dropping rapidly. I'm really enjoying it. A nice breeze. It's very comfortable. Michael, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, we were going through some of the chapters in your book, and we came upon chapter 4, which is one that Kathy and I touched on in my book as well, Lessons from Armed America, but it's one that you gotta dance around because all 50 states have different laws, all right? And your Chapter 4 is titled The Legal Use of Force. And it's very difficult, as I know from personal experience, to write about. You know, it's different in Minnesota here as it is in Georgia versus Utah versus Florida.
Right.
Everybody has a different law. But there are some fundamental basics, and that is common sense, which we talk about here on Armed American Radio every week. We have to get back to common sense in this country. And by common sense, I mean you trust your gut instinct. You know what's right. And there are some common law that apply across the board, right? The right to keep and bear arms, the right to defend yourself. I think we saw it with Mayor Daley when the 80-year-old Korean War vet shot and killed a man who busted into his home shooting a gun. The Korean War vet wasn't supposed to have a gun in Chicago. Daley didn't prosecute him because he knew he'd been run out of town on a rail. That's common sense. Tell us what you talk about in this and how you touch on it, because it's a great chapter.
And like you and Kathy, I did have to dance around this a little bit because I didn't want to lay this out in a way to say to readers that if you only do X, Y, Z, you're not going to be in trouble, and if you do something else, you will be in trouble, because that's obviously not the case. As you mentioned, there is kind of a common definition across the states about when deadly force might be viewed by the courts as being something that was in self-defense. So the way I phrase that in the book is deadly force may only be used when there is an immediate and unavoidable danger of death or great or grave bodily harm to an innocent person when no other option exists
an
other
imminent
than
threat.
Use of deadly force. That statement can sound real logical to people, but if you describe that to 100 people, they're going to come back with 100 definitions, and that's what prosecutors do. Every state is going to define immediate different. Every state is going to define innocent different. Every state is going to define great or grave bodily harm differently.
Or imminent. They're going to say, depending on the prosecutor, you can get an overzealous prosecutor in a very gun-friendly state. Happens in Florida all the time, for example.
Right.
Where you get a prosecutor who really doesn't care much about your rights. They're out there. All they care about is a successful prosecution,
correct.
And they're smelling it, man.
So we tried to describe in the book what those terms generally mean, and we've also laid out for four of the key rules that we put in for the use of deadly force scenarios, and those scenarios have a series of timelines where different events occur, and it's meant for the reader to go through those scenarios to try to figure out themselves whether they think they would have done the right thing or the wrong thing in those scenarios. But one of the things we'll wrap up with in that chapter is we talk about how prosecutors will evaluate a case. And like the gentleman in Chicago, the 80-year-old Korean War veteran, who he was mattered, and that's going to matter to prosecutors. One of my good friends in the Twin Cities here is a great lawyer named Mark Barris. One of the points Mark makes is when someone is involved in a shooting, one of the very first things the prosecutors are going to do is go check out their MySpace page and their Facebook page to see who this guy is,
right.
What you've said, what kind of things you've done, who your friends are, what your ex-friends say. So simply laying out a scenario that follows an XYZ pattern isn't the answer. Prosecutor's going to care whether you had alcohol in your blood or not. They're going to care about what happened before the incident, whether it's days or weeks or months before that incident. So one of the key things I try to make clear in this chapter is who you are matters and how you lead your life matters.
Let me give listeners a real-life example here. Not too long ago on Armed American Radio, so about maybe 4 or 5 months ago, in the studio with me in Atlanta, Georgia, I had a young man who defended his life. He was with his girlfriend. They were coming out of a restaurant. His gun was in his vehicle. He was following Georgia law at that time and did not have the gun in the alcohol establishment. Now, that law has been changed since, thank goodness. We have some more freedom there. But he was accosted. He was a passenger. His girlfriend was driving the truck. Gentlemen, I use the term loosely, scumbag. How about we call it what it is? Scumbag approaches the truck, pulls a gun. He pulls a gun, opens up the door, knocks the guy off balance. The guy, just like out of a Western movie in Tombstone, don't you raise that arm, you raise that arm, I'm going to shoot you down. He raised his arm, and he got shot down. 6 shots, hit the pavement, he was dead before he hit the pavement. Clear-cut, legal case of self-defense. The cops and detectives told him that on the scene, we don't anticipate any problems. A year went by, folks, a year before he was cleared by the prosecutor of no charges. He spent 1 year of his life, Michael, concerned about the possibility that he may face a homicide charge.
We have a similar problem here in Minnesota when it comes to home defense. We had a situation in Minnesota a couple years ago where a 70-year-old gentleman had to shoot and kill a home invader. very clear-cut case. The individual kicked down the front door, was entering the gentleman's bedroom, and it took that prosecutor almost 3 months to clear him.
Now, someone's entering a home. That's as clear-cut as it gets. That's the common sense that we're talking about, that underlying deal. But here's where we have a prosecutor that's going to try to maybe, you know, overzealous, young, try to make a name for himself. It's a political position, right? Folks, you got to pay very, very careful attention to this stuff. It will, you know, if you have to pull that trigger, it's going to radically alter your life.
Agreed.
Whether or not, you know, regardless, even if they pat you on the back and say, great job, thanks for saving Minnesota residents the cost of a trial. This guy was a scumbag from the word go, and he got what he deserved. Your life is going to radically change. Now, you go into Chapter 5, which I think is just kind of segues, I like that word, right into it, and it's perfect. The timing's great. Violent encounters and their aftermath.
Right.
This is what we're talking about. So
this was actually the most fun chapter to write. One of the things that I was intrigued by in the classes I took was the discussion of the automated responses that typically occur during violent encounters. In fact, your frequent guest, Rob Pincus, and I were able to connect a number of times, and Rob was real gracious with his time to help me out to understand his research. And I also was able to work with Dr. Alexis Artwall, who had done quite a bit of research on the study. We've all heard that during deadly force encounters, we're likely to get things like tunnel vision and auditory exclusion and so on. I was always the guy in the back of the classroom raising my hand, asking the question, why? And I didn't really ever get a clear answer on why these type of things occurred. So I actually had to go down the medical side of things and understand the makeup of the brain and understand why these certain things occurred. So this chapter has a number of full-page spreads, full-color illustrations. In fact, I had to hire an illustrator in Minnesota to draw things that I simply wasn't able to conceive to explain. Why does the brain have this alarm in it? Why do I have this set of alarms triggered if somebody points a gun in my face? Why do I go down to do a distinctive crouch or instinctive crouch? Or why do I raise my hands up?
What is the adrenaline doing to your body?
So adrenaline is the one thing that most people understand. That's talked about most often. That really prepares the body to fight harder than you've ever fought or run faster than you've ever run before. And like you, I hope it makes me run faster than I've ever run.
Fight or flight, folks.
Get out of there as quickly as possible. But most people would kind of end the conversation around adrenaline. There's other things in our brain that actually cause signals to be filtered down. There's a thing called the thalamus in our brain that's basically a switchboard that would cause things like tunnel vision to occur or auditory exclusion.
Okay,
a lot of pictures in here.
We've got just a few minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, the book is a great read. Highly recommended. I've read it myself. I've got my signed copy here. I love it. I didn't even want to use that one to make notes in, so I got one of yours. Excuse me, Sean, anti-gunners. I have one of his. I apologize for that. Michael Martin, thanks very much for
Great
being here. Where can people find out about this, and where can they pick up
Go to our website. It is keyhousepress.com. It's keyhousepress.com. It's also up on Amazon and hopefully coming soon to an instructor near you.
That's a beautiful thing. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
it will
Mark.
Not be your last appearance. But I have to give you an argument here. Chapter 6, Gear and Gadgets for the Permit Holder, had to be more fun. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine.
mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Armed American Radio. Apple pie and guns go well together. The only thing I can think of, apple pie and grandma, right?
Okay.
And armed American, that goes together, right?
Sure.
Is an armed grandma making an apple pie, right? That would work, right, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Lee's in the little box in there laughing. He's thinking, hey, listen to that, armed grandma. There's lots of armed grandmas out there. But we just got an email. Sean, listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Hello, we are in the process of a format change from all sports to talk news. Please provide as soon as possible the information concerning the Armed American Radio program. And then it goes into more details. And we will certainly do that and hopefully add another one.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Your prescription for freedom is being filled. And Sean, we're at the Minnesota State Fair. We're outside. It's beautiful. There's a great breeze. The lights are on the Midway now. And my next guest, Jeremiah Sandahl, right?
Yes.
Did I say the last name right?
Yes, you did.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Nope.
Jeremiah
Sandahl is correct.
Great. Jeremiah is actually sponsoring the event.
Yes.
In conjunction with AM 1280 The Patriot. We appreciate it. We're having a great time out here. I've never seen more fried stuff on a stick in my life. I understand it's the biggest concentration of fried stuff on sticks ever.
Yeah.
Right? In the country. So welcome to Armed American Radio. Now, you have some pretty cool stuff going on.
Yes.
At ProCarry USA. Tell us about it.
ProCarry USA is a training organization. We certify instructors as well as teach the permit to carry in Minnesota. The most important feature of our business is that we are geared to protect and preserve freedom through proper training.
All right. Very important. Stop you right there. Proper training, folks. If you own a gun, you have a responsibility to be trained, period. I'll give you a real-life example. Arizona. I was out there in April broadcasting from Tucson. Beautiful place. Love Arizona. Favorite state in the nation. They just passed constitutional carry out there in Arizona.
Yep.
And I was at the Scottsdale Gun Club.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, she said the instructors are worried about losing a lot of business. Their business is doubling now.
You
don't need a permit to carry concealed anymore. Anybody, you're a law-abiding citizen, you can carry your gun, you can fly to Arizona, stuff your gun in your waistband, and protect yourself while you're in Arizona.
Great.
Their training is skyrocketing. The instructors are full. And that's because that's a great sign, because it is exactly what you just said. It's responsible gun owners being responsible and getting trained even more now.
Yes.
And now you guys have a really unique deal. You guys have a online course that anybody in the country can take.
Yep. We just put our course online. It's the same material that we cover in our classroom. The reason we put it online is for people that are busy schedules, and also people that are out of state, because Minnesota does give permits to people who are out of state. So you can take the most of the course on your own time, and Minnesota does require a shooting qualification, so you have to do that with us in person. But then the same day, if you're out of state, you can go to the sheriff's office and apply for your permit.
Okay, now I have a question for you. I've got two permits. I have a Georgia permit and I have a Georgia permit and a Florida permit. I can't carry my gun legally here in Minnesota, so I left my gun at home. Now I'm surrounded over here by Navy SEALs. Who needs a gun, right? When they're sitting over here, right?
I wouldn't.
But why is it? What is it so tough about Minnesota? Now, Florida and Utah are recognized by more states than any other permit in the country.
Yep.
Why? And they have a training requirement in Florida. What is it about Minnesota that the reciprocity seems to be a little tough?
I'm not sure, actually. I know they publish a new reciprocity with it every year. However, Minnesota does recognize and full reciprocity with 20 different states.
Okay, so you've got reciprocity with 20 states. That's great. Now, with your online deal, see, if I'm coming back to Minnesota, I can go to your site, I can take your class.
Yes.
And then when I'm here, I can turn the paperwork in, can I?
Yep, and you just turn it in. If you're driving out of the state towards Wisconsin, you drive through Washington County, that's the best place to turn in your permit, because they only charge you $75.
$75.
As opposed to $100 for most of the other counties.
Okay, what's the process that somebody has to go through here if they're listening and they find themselves up here and they think, hey, maybe I'm going to get the Minnesota permit? Is it county by county? Because Minnesota is a shall-issue state.
It is the shall-issue state. It's all unified. So if you'd go onto our website at ProcareUSA.com, you can sign up for the permit to carry course, take it online. When you're done, we'll send you the link to take the final test. Then you'll meet us in person and go to the range. And when you're done at the range, you'll get a certificate. You take that to any county sheriff. If you're an out-of-state resident, you can take it to any county sheriff you want to and turn in your paperwork.
And okay, so I can go online, I can take the course, I can come here, meet with you,
yep,
do the range time.
Yep.
Can I do the range time out of state with a certificate? If I have like an NRA certificate, will that work?
I think I need to see that.
So you need to see
instructor.
That. Okay. All right. So the bottom line is, anybody in the country, folks, you can go here if you want to get the Minnesota permit. If your state is not reciprocal and you find yourself here, certainly worth it
to
do so.
Definitely.
Get the Minnesota permit. They issue an out-of-state permit. Right?
Yep.
All right. And all it takes is, if you need the permit, that means you're coming here. So you're coming here. You might as well get the permit.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything more fun to do when I'm in Minnesota than go to a range.
Go to range and shoot.
Right. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Have some good quality instruction.
Right. So how much does it cost to take your class?
Our class right now is $90 online.
Very fair.
And that includes all of the range fees and permit fees, all of your certificates, everything.
How's business so far?
So far, it's been okay. We just put the course up in the last week, which is why we decided to sponsor the event to get our name out there.
Beautiful. Tell people where they can go right now to check you out, because we have a lot of people listening to the live feed all over the country. And we also have heroes listening in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's pretty cool.
That is.
And they're listening to us right now in those crab fishing vessels. I love those guys. They're listening up in Alaska live right now. That's great. Where can people go to find out about your class and to take this thing and really get active and get their Minnesota permit?
If you want to take this class, just go to www.procareusa.com. And sign up today. It's a very simple process. We don't ask you very much information, and you can pay online and everything.
And that's $90?
$90.
$90, see? It's $90, it's not $900, and that works. What kind of things do you teach in the class? What does Minnesota require that maybe some other states don't?
Minnesota doesn't require a whole lot different except for the shooting qualification. I'm also certified to teach Utah. I can't do that online. They don't like that.
Right.
But the course material is very similar, a little bit more thorough. We like to be more thorough than even the state requires, because we believe in quality instruction. And actually, we go with Mike Martin's book.
Right.
We've covered most of the material out of his book, and we'll sell it to you in class too.
See, Mike, that's a great plug. Where's Mike? Is he still here? Is he gone? There he is. He's jumping up and down over there. That's a nice plug. That's a great plug. And you have two cases of my book now, too.
Yes, I do.
And you got
to
start pushing
that
thing
up. You can come to my class and you can purchase Mark's book.
I can get my own book from you.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's great stuff. And what's fun about all this, ladies and gentlemen, is that when it comes to reciprocity, there are two states left now that are holdouts.
Yep.
Right? And they're both right here.
Yep.
They're up this way. They're Wisconsin,
Iowa, Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin and Illinois.
Illinois.
Right. And I have a feeling that we're going to see Illinois fall in our lifetimes. I that shocks me to say that.
Yeah.
I really do. I have no doubt in my mind that once Doyle is history in Wisconsin, which he will be in January,
yes.
He's termed out, so he's done, that Wisconsin will pass that legislation again, which they have already done two times. Yeah, and they will. And I have a real sneaky suspicion that Wisconsin is going to be the 49th state to have some form. We have some laws in some states that need to be cleaned up. There are still seven or eight May-issue states. You know, Alabama is a May-issue state. Did you know that?
Really?
And over 50%.
Seconds.
Hey, Sean, did you know that? Alabama is a May-issue state. Alabama!
Really?
Yeah, and did you know, and that's kind of strange, because over half of Alabama residents have their concealed carry permit.
Wow.
Does that surprise you?
Nope. Not at all.
Right? And a beautiful state it is, too. Sweet home Alabama. But
yes,
that's a fact. All right, so folks can go where to find your stuff?
Go to ProCareUSA.com,
okay.
And you can sign up online and take the course all online.
There you go. Jeremiah, thank you very much. Appreciate it,
thank
man.
You.
Thanks for joining Armed American Radio and for sponsoring us and allowing us to come to this beautiful place with this gorgeous Gore weather. Sean, you are on the Armed American Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen, and get this, the roundtable will be Larry and Ann, and Lee Michaels will tell a story about a carjacking you don't want to miss, folks. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat.
Jealous me by the camera now, baby. Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.